Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Across the state, many students are in the middle of taking MCAS achievement tests, the standardized exam kids have to pass in order to graduate from high school. In the age of increased accountability, anyone can go online and find MCAS scores for any school anywhere in the state. But if you're a student at one of these schools, information on your own progress can be much harder to get. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports on a movement in Boston public schools to change that.
Until recently, Hernan Melo didn't know how much his high school grades could affect the rest of his life. He's a sophomore, and he didn't know that the B's and C's he got in his first 2 years would count just as much as his future grades. All of them will be averaged into one number, his grade point average. Right now, for some people and institutions, Melo boils down to a 2.9. You might think this is something taught in school, but he learned about the all-important number when he looked at college websites.
Because I want to get into a good college, and they say that you have to have a certain GPA, so then I wanted to know what it was. But then I did a little researching, and I found out.
So what do you want your GPA to be?
Higher than 3.0.
In past years, his high school, Brook Farm Academy, would talk to kids about their GPAs during junior year, but that can be too late to turn mediocre grades into something college-worthy. So last year, the school started posting the information in the hallway. Grade point averages for students of all years are posted next to student ID numbers to keep things anonymous. Now this high school is going farther.
Now you have in front of you the actual graduation tracker. It does say draft on top, but just ignore that. It'll have your
guidance counselor Ruth Yeframe passes out colorful charts to Mello and a small group of fellow sophomores. These are personalized reports that synthesize all of the students' progress into one bar graph. MCAS, credits, and attendance are all factored into the report.
So take a look at it. There's a bunch of information on it.
Counselor Richard Weber gives kids a break to look at the information, since it's the first time they've seen anything like it. Melo shakes his head and sums up his reaction in one word.
Disappointed.
Melo's grades have gone down since the last time he checked his GPA. This is the first time he says he's heard anything about required credits. Same goes for Garland Diaz.
The only thing that I knew was my grade and my GPA. The rest, not until I saw the paper. But now, like, I'm aware of the stuff that I need to focus on.
From now on, these kids will get these reports every marking period, and the district hopes to bring the graduation tracker to schools throughout Boston. This probably all seems like common sense. Tell kids how they're doing so they can do better. But in Boston and some other large urban school districts across the country, that isn't happening, at least not in every school.
But it's just been an information vacuum for students.
Stephanie Sibley is Mello's principal at Brook Farm Academy. She says for a long time, schools in the district resisted telling some kids what she calls the truth.
And the truth is, well, as a junior, you failed two freshman courses that you never made up. So actually, you're in your third year of high school, but you're not really a junior yet because you have these courses to make up. And I think those kind of hard conversations weren't happening in a way that motivated the student to do something about it.
If we expect our kids to be successful, they have to understand the important language of grade point average and how it impacts your future.
Irvin Scott is the chief academic officer for Boston Public Schools.
That wasn't always the case consistently in the district. And one of the best ways to change that is by making sure kids are pushing for it. Put in their hands tools that will allow them to advocate for themselves.
Kids actually started this movement for more access to information. About 7 years ago, students from Brighton High School took a field trip to an elite exam school and noticed that all of the students there knew their GPAs by heart, when Brighton kids had little knowledge of their own numbers. So they went back to their school and campaigned to have GPAs posted in the hallway. Toby Romer was principal at the time. He says it worked, but he's not surprised it's taken this long to spread more widely. He fears schools in Boston don't have enough guidance counselors to talk to kids once they get more information about their academic progress, or lack of it.
I don't think it's been emphasized for really the last 15 years. A lot of other important academic priorities have been emphasized instead, so it's harder to second-guess that. But at this point, there really is very little human resource left that purely focus on counseling students, helping them with academic planning, social and emotional support, college planning.
District officials agree there aren't enough guidance counselors in the system, and they can't hire any more anytime soon. But they hope students can get help from other adults as they track their progress towards graduation and college. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.